Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Caesar does not have authority over the church, never has, unless it's in a repressive country. It's not biblical, and it's not constitutional. We're going to be talking about the threats to religious freedom, to our churches, and to America on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. You know, I never thought, Holly, we would come to the point in America, so quickly, by the way, in which literal worship is criminalized. And somebody says, well, that's an hyperbole. It's not really. I can worship here. I can go online. That may be true for your particular place in America, but it's not true for all of Americans because we represent five cases. We're working with thousands of pastors around the country. And right now, California is probably the worst one in the nation because there it is criminal to gather for worship either in a church or in your home. It's criminal, up to a year in prison for doing that.
You know, Matt, I think of our precious churches in Illinois. Those are two Romanian churches, two Romanian pastors who came from communist Romania, who understood what it means not to have religious freedom, who were oppressed over there, came to America for religious freedom, and now they've encountered bullying and the orders from the governor who don't want them to meet. They never imagined they would experience this in
America.
Yeah,
and like every other church, most of them, they shut down because they didn't know. We heard COVID, we heard so many millions would die.
Right, they were trying to be responsible.
And then they shut down.
Said, okay, a couple weeks.
Orders got extended.
Yeah.
And then they said, no, we have to start worshiping. And in Illinois, they had a 10-person limit. So they had the Lori Lightfoot, a lesbian mayor, very hostile to the church. She put no parking signs for 9 blocks, towed the neighbors' cars. They had to go and get their cars impound, pay the fee.
She blocked the place where the church rents so that people could park. They blocked that with police cars.
They had that parking place for almost 20 years. Right across the street.
Gave them disorderly conduct citations.
Yeah, put the police cars there to block them. Disorderly conduct. Disorderly conduct. That's a misdemeanor.
Right.
Disorderly conduct. For what? And they said, well, it's because you're having more than 10 people in the church. Even though they're social distancing, they were doing a model example of hygiene and health precautions. And then they sent them two letters from the health department. And the second one said, summary abatement, which in Illinois is closing the building and even bulldozing it. That's the kind of hostility. And these pastors said, look, we experience that. We see that happening in our home country when we were there. And now we see some tendencies in America going down the same road of the communist country that we fled from.
But we have a constitution here in America. This is not right.
It's not right. And so we have that. We have the pastor in Virginia who was criminally charged, facing up to $2,500 a day for having more than 10 people in a church. He had 16, six over the magic number, and he was criminally charged on Palm Sunday. He had 16 people, and the rest of the people were told, along with the pastor, if you come back for Easter, you're going to all get criminally charged. You're all going to face criminal charges. It's criminal to come to church with more than 10. But it's a right in Virginia to go and kill your baby. This is the same governor who signed into law some very radical pro-abortion bills on Good Friday.
Kill a baby right up to its birth.
Yeah. And the Sunday before, Palm Sunday, cites this pastor with criminal charges and tells him not to come back. And this church didn't have internet, and many of the people didn't have internet. Even the church did have internet, so they couldn't meet.
Many of these church members have been, you know, formerly in jail, prostitution, drug addicts, you name it. and they have come to Christ. They have changed their life because of their relationship with Jesus Christ, because of this church. And this church ministers to them, helps them, you know, to appointments, gives that they have a blanket ministry. They have so many things going on in that community, just as the church should do.
And Maryville Baptist Church, the pastor there, 700-seat sanctuary, on Easter, the governor, a Democrat, pro-abortion, that seems to be the theme across the country where you have these restrictions, pro-abortion Democratic governor that's at the helm. And they promote the riots. They say that abortion, killing your children, is essential, but churches are not, and they come after the churches with big restrictions and fines. And so there you had the same thing on Easter Sunday during a parking lot service. They ended up going car to car, giving them notices of quarantine, putting them effectively on the equivalent of 14-day house arrest. Can't leave your house, can't leave the county, can't do this, can't do that, have to take your temperature every day, same time, report it to the local authorities. Some people still don't have their jobs because they were terminated by their employer for getting that notice of quarantine.
Every car in that church parking lot. But yet across the street, in a shopping center, there are lots of cars.
And they could have gone
no
there.
No notices.
They could have gone over there, turned on the radio, and listened to the pastor if the pastor was on the radio.
But they shouldn't have to do that.
No, they shouldn't have to do that. They could have gone to abortion clinics and packed the parking lot.
Yeah.
But because they were in a church parking lot, they got these citations. And these were people that were in their car. And some people coming into the church parking lot for that Easter service or coming to the church that day, they saw the police officers going car to car with people in them, giving these notices of citation, taking down all the information. They drove off. They didn't want to get cited. This was on Easter. On Easter, the most significant celebration in the Christian calendar, the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we celebrate his resurrection. And then you have California, no worship. Well, first of all, it started off on July 6th, even earlier than that, but July 6th, no singing and chanting. Now, some people say, well, there's evidence of dispersing the disease, COVID, by singing and chanting. Well, there's also a couple of pieces of research that came out of Europe that said, no, that's not true. This is actually looking at droplets that come out of your mouth when you sing, and there's no additional risk that these studies said. Two different ones. Anyway, aside from that, then on July 13, he said, no worship. And I'm not saying no worship without mass, no worship without social distance. I'm saying no worship. You can go into the church and you can feed homeless people or the poor. No numbers limit. You can have however many you want to. You can go into the church and you can counsel people on finding a job. But you can't go into the same building and have communion. You can't go into the same building and have prayer, Bible study, worship. And you can't go into the same building to counsel somebody about finding eternal life through Jesus Christ. Hmm. Now, that is pretty evident what they're trying to do.
Right. And then we have in Maine with that Governor Mills, she has also banned worship.
She banned worship as well. And so we have our church there. And, you know, back to California, you have no worship even in your home. For 80% of the population, no worship in your home. That means you cannot go to your neighbor, the neighbor can't come to you, a friend can't come over. You can only worship if somebody lives in that home. But if anybody who doesn't reside there, they're visiting or you're visiting as a guest temporarily, no worship, no Bible study, no praise and worship, no anointing them with oil.
And some of the counties, no singing.
And outside of that, even outside of those, the 20% of the population that can have limited worship, but there's no singing. Because it was no singing across the board July 6th and then no worship, and that covers 80% of the county, so you can't even get to the singing because you can't worship. And the other 20% or so of the population, limited worship but no singing. That includes your home. Can't sing in your home with somebody who doesn't live there. Only sing in your home if somebody lives there. But you can't have a friend over and sing. So no Amazing Grace, no How Great Thou Art, nothing. That is not the role of government. And now we have pastors that we're representing and others that are being fined, that are being threatened with jail. Our Harvest Rock Church pastor, Pastor Cheon, and Harvest International Ministry, threatened with daily criminal charges, up to a year in prison for each charge. Mm. and daily fines of $1,000. And that includes parishioners that come to the church to worship. And that, again, friend, also includes home Bible studies and fellowship. That means 1 year criminal charge on top of a 1 year criminal charge on top of a 1 year criminal charge for every single day. It's outrageous. And this is in America, and it shouldn't happen. That's why we're defending these pastors. Every Sunday morning when I get up, I pray for our pastors because they face something that no one should have to face, and that is the prospects of being charged criminally for going to church. Let's stop this in America. Stand with us. Go to lc.org. Pray for our ministry. Pray for these pastors. You can support Liberty Counsel at lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith. Call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.